Monday. Monday the 13th of May, and this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of news about Mother's Day, which was yesterday. Most important stories of the day. Jennifer Horn is here along with Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden joining us, and Evan Mantell is at the controls of our studio in Washington as we begin to overview. I would spend a good deal of time on mother's items here, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
But before, I suppose mothers were concerned about mothers of the Cleveland women. They all released statements basically saying, leave us alone.
And I don't blame them. They deserve it now.
Yeah, that's right. It's done. Speaking of things that are done, the 36-hour hostage situation came to an end in New Jersey yesterday. Three children rescued from a home in Trenton, and their armed hostage taker was killed. These things every weekend. The gunman that opened fire in the parade in New Orleans.
Right.
12-year-old boy arrested, an 8-year-old sister's stabbing. This stuff just goes on and on. And I went through a list earlier this morning. I don't want to do it again because it disgusted me, of where we stand in terms of overall 194 countries in the world, I believe. And we're at number, what was it, Kenny, 52 or something, tied
like that, yeah,
with some ridiculous country in terms of the number of people murdered every year per 100,000. And go through that statistic. One of the things that I just came across last night on 60 Minutes, the story about soldiers and the number of soldiers that are committing suicide. You know what that number is? You want to be really upset. And I don't mean to necessarily. I think, is there a difference between upsetting people and getting them provoked into thinking? Is there a difference?
Yes, I think there's a little difference.
Okay. So, in essence, the number, I believe, was 22 suicides a day, almost one an hour in the military. Did you know that?
No. What's the percentage? How many people are in the military?
Well, I don't know that. I don't have that number.
I'd be interested to see how that percentage compares to the national average.
Of people committing suicide?
Yeah. I'd like to see, how, especially men, because I know men in their 20s, it's like one of the highest rates of suicide. So I'd like to see how those two numbers compare.
That's an interesting idea. Why don't we do that? Maybe, Kenny, you got a minute. You can nose around and see what the average male, I don't, if there's an average, with horrible statistics, but
it's awful. But relevant. That is the highest group of suicides.
Okay. So what? So you're talking about soldiers?
Men in their 20s, usually.
Okay, well, is it because of the men in the, most of the men in the service are in their 20s?
Right.
Is that what contributes to it?
That's what I think would be interesting, is to see how those two numbers go head to head.
Well, can we separate them out, maybe, would be the better question. Can we take the number of men in the military, it doesn't seem to be women, men in the military, who many of which are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder?
Mm-hmm.
And then what goes on in the general population of men who are in their 20s, because most of the people in the service that are committing suicide are in their 20s. All right? So why is that? And how does that compare, as Jennifer suggests, to the reality of that age group in general? 888-302-3684. That's a provocative question. Here's something else that's provocative. Your friends and mine at the Internal Revenue Service.
You're friends with those people?
I'll back up on that one.
They're not my friends, sir.
No. Well, they're apparently not the friends. If you want to, this is the old tactic. What do you think these people that are administration lackeys would know that this can't turn out to any, sooner or later somebody's going to find out about this? Somebody's going to whistleblow at the IRS in this circumstance and rat out the administration for suggesting that the IRS go after 501c4s, mostly the groups. Well, they were trolling around with an examination. They didn't really go after anybody. They just made it uncomfortable for people who had in their 501c4 documentation. And to get a tax-exempt status, you got to fill out a lot of paperwork. It's about 40-some-odd pages worth of paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
I know because I've done it for my farm. The essence of words, key words in the application like Patriot or Tea Party, things that required the IRS to then go after the tax status. Now, I'm not going to confuse the issue here by suggesting that I think that the Citizens United ruling at the Supreme Court what was that, 2010, which opened the floodgate for all this corruption. I don't, for a moment, hold, and I use the term corruption liberally, because that's what's happened to the system. It's become completely corrupt in terms of money being spent to pass a referendum. We saw that with the folks at Monsanto, Jennifer, in California.
We did.
And so the same thing is held true. People like Karl Rove are the worst abusers. But yet, how legitimate can a government body be like the IRS that goes after groups just like this, just because of what they stand for,
right,
not because of what they've done?
And who's the guy that picks the groups out that they're going after, by the way?
Well, in this case, it looked like the fellow that was running the IRS, who is a Republican, there's no head of the IRS now, he left last year.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Yeah, I would say
probably.
His timing was pretty good on this one. It seems to me that we have a difficult situation in our country. As
are
the
you
IRS,
make it easy for you?
Say again?
Do you want me to make it easy for
Which
you?
Which part?
The IRS.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Why don't we do the sales tax? I know you agree with me on
right.
this.
Right, yeah, get rid of the IRS.
Get rid of the IRS. It's unnecessary. It costs
don't
us money.
It. Yep.
And, you know, the great thing about the sales tax, and I don't know why people don't talk about it more, especially candidates running in California, because, you know, you have such a big illegal population,
mm-hmm.
and they're always
taxes.
Worried about paying their fair share, and the school system's breaking, and the medical system is breaking, and all of this stuff is breaking because it's being overrun by people, and all you have to do is just charge a flat tax. If you want to buy a yacht, you buy a yacht. If you want to buy, you know, a toy wagon, you buy a toy wagon. And everybody's money is counted.
The people who want control over the system, though, Jennifer, will argue
I know.
That this is a way of targeting the poor because they pay an unfair portion toward the sales tax. No. They'd only pay on what they bought, and it would include food and clothing.
Exactly. All the necessities are taken out of the picture. Food,
right.
You're right. No,
yeah.
It's not part
right.
of it. But
and then it only happens at the final sales point, not up along the way. So when you're manufacturing something, there's no extra taxes. It would cut the price of production of many things like cars, boats, that sort of thing. Anything you can think of that needs to be manufactured, but people are buying things. Sometimes, for example, agriculture is exempt from sales tax in most jurisdictions, but the regular processing of building something is not. So if you didn't have to pay sales tax, that would lessen the cost for building this, whatever the object is, and you pay at the end.
It'd be better for everybody.
Very smart.
And, you know, the only politician in any, I mean, in recent times, in the last 5-10 years that I've heard even talk about it is Mike Huckabee, and he kind of just got laughed out of it, you know. No one else has even brought it up. It's really
I think
sad.
The Pauls have brought it up.
Did they? Okay, good. I like Rand Paul now. I hope he brings it up again.
Yep.
My question about doing something like this is what happens to charitable giving?
Yeah,
because if you don't get a break from that, I think a lot of people would stop and a lot of organizations would be in trouble.
You mean just having to give for good? Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know,
you mean if it weren't if to,
if
are you
it's
saying
not tax deductible
under the new
right.
system,
it's
not tax deductible.
Mm. Yeah, if you don't get some kind of a break or benefit from it, I think
isn't that horrible? Listen to what you just had to say. That is horrible.
I know, but
why
do people you know it's true.
Yeah.
It is true. You're right. No, you bring up a great point.
Every year at the end of the year, there is a big rush to donate and to write
well. That's
checks.
Because the IRS system encourages the management system of the taxation process encourages it. What do
you
we
have
do
more
if
money to donate,
no,
however.
Yeah, if there's no circumstantial situation here, if you don't, I think that it's a wash, but explaining it would be difficult because we're so used to this corrupt system that we have.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think you would end up with more money, so you'd actually have more to donate, but you're right, giving people motivation to do that would be something people would have to figure out how to do.
888-302-3684 for the Good Day program. I'll tell you how in our community, we're dealing with something that is sort of connected to, we have this immigration discussion going on about what to do with this bill. I'm going to tell you how it affects many local communities, and I'll tell you a specific story about my community in the next half hour. Right now, I want to take a minute or two to talk to you about the essence of how it is that you protect yourself, and I mean this literally, protect yourself from heart disease. many of you know the discussion we've had on this program any number of times about cholesterol levels and how you have yourself at a risk of developing heart disease, especially if you don't know what the levels are. You got to test your level, and then you got to do something about the level, because most of you have levels that are too high. 1 in 4 people in our country die of heart disease, and that's unnecessary. Great fish oil products like Cardiol, which is a combination of all kinds of things that are really good for your heart. Lower your triglycerides, lower your cholesterol numbers. One pill, that's it. I know my circumstance, my cholesterol dropped 20% in 45 days. Once I saw that, it was really gung-ho for me to help push this idea. And it's a free opportunity. Get a free 30-day trial of this product called Cardiol. Cardiol knocked down my cholesterol 20% in 45 days. That's without any doctor's orders, without anything. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling for your free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Watch your numbers drop substantially as well in the first 30 to 45 days. Right now, it's time for you to take some action to keep yourself healthy. If you have any signs at all of high cholesterol, high triglycerides, call 888-809-6424 or go online to cardiol.net/Doug. That's for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol, 888-809-6424.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Meet us on the radio every morning, Jennifer and Rich and Kenny, Roberta Fasnelli, actually, later on today. Got some good stuff in the Queen of Cheap Box. You might want to check that out. A lot of help at DougStefan.com. I want to say hi to Randy.
Hi,
and
Randy.
And James.
Hi, James.
And Ramon.
Hi, Ramon.
And Gabe.
Hi, Gabe.
Hi, Gabe.
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Shelly. John. All these people listening right now to the Doug Good Day program. 21 after the hour. Hello, Monday.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Number one during this week in 1972, musical Andrew Luth.
I gotcha.
All right, let's move to some of the late night comedy from Friday, including Jay Leno, David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon, and an extra added Jay Leno bit. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
President Obama is down in Texas on his middle class jobs and opportunity tour. Now, don't confuse it with his first term. That was the middle-class jobs and missed opportunity tour. That was totally, totally different. Finally, while in Texas, well, President Obama was in Texas. He told people to remember the Alamo and forget about Benghazi. Just forget about that. That's a whole other thing. Well, actually, the administration now very concerned that the Benghazi hearings are gaining momentum. Like today, that at press conference, even a non-Fox reporter asked about Benghazi. So that's not, so that's a little thing. That never happened.
You folks know the show American Idol? They have four judges on the show, and we've had many of them on our program. And periodically, through the run of the show, they have made changes to the judging staff. Guess what? All four current judges fired.
All four?
Really? Honest to God, people actually gasped.
Well, it is.
Actually, gas.
And those judges are.
Yeah, they're fired. And so they have to hire new judges. And I said, well, who says Obama's not creating jobs?
Oh, my gosh. Have you heard about this? Whole Foods is apologizing for switching the labels on some salads, which caused vegans to accidentally eat chicken. So if you're a vegan who mistakenly ate one of the salads, that's why it was so delicious.
Okay. As usual. Jay Leno's the only one who's funny.
So,
although you guys thought that was funny, huh? Let's listen to Jay Leno. Our video of the day today, Jay, with some help, gets terrific reactions from a couple on his pump cast. You know, where he goes to the gas station and asks people about ideas, and then he gives them.
This is actually, you know, you go to pump your gas, and there's a TV screen there,
right. Yeah.
A little newscast or something.
Yeah, right.
That's where it comes through to talk to this guy.
Really? All right. So yeah. Here, use your imagination or go to DougStephan.com and watch the video as we have the audio on the air.
You, sir, at Pump 16 in Burbank. Yeah, the gentleman singing. Really nice singing voice. Yeah, good morning, sir. Pump 16. Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
You got a good voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, do you do that professionally?
No, just karaoke.
Just karaoke?
Yeah.
Guess what, buddy? You came to the right gas pump.
All right.
I'll tell you what. We'll pay for your gasoline.
Okay.
How about a little karaoke from you?
Okay, well, what you want?
What do you got?
I'm an 80s kid, so I like Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
Living on a Prayer?
You want Living on a Prayer?
You need the words?
No, I know them, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Here's Will with Living on a Prayer.
Tommy is the way gonna die. You is been on strike. He down on his luck, he's too.
You're good.
So too.
Look out, Bon Jovi.
Woo! Gina works the diner all day.
He's pretty good.
American Idol gas pump.
Get this guy on the voice.
For love. She said we gotta hold on.
Hitting their horn because they want to get out of there. You guys
doesn't
are
make a difference if we make it or not. We got
it.
Each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot.
This is at a gas station, folks.
He really isn't bad, though. No, he isn't. The circumstances.
We've heard worse on some of these television shows, for sure. All right. So check it out. The video of the day today at DougStefan.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, you may have heard a lot about vacation rentals as a way for families to save when traveling. Well, it sounds like a great deal, but who else can benefit from this trend? Would you believe if I said business travelers? Typically, business travelers who are away for more than a couple of days recreate the home experience at an extended stay hotel, and that's where you get access to a kitchen and other amenities that a traditional hotel may not have. But that's also where a vacation rental can come in handy. For starters, there's the extra space, which can provide much greater value per square foot. Then there are the perks like Wi-Fi, laundry, and full kitchens. And for many business travelers, it's less about the perks and more about the psychological benefit of being in a home away from home. But if you're still craving those chocolates on the pillow at night, then consider staying in a B&B, especially during the midweek. It's not the most traditional choice for business travelers, but you get that home experience plus the added bonus of someone else doing the cooking, and it's not crowded during the middle of the week. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Prices are falling fast at Rent-A-Center. It's the Rack Rolldown. We've rolled down prices throughout the store to their lowest levels ever. Shop our new lower prices on your favorite brands. Everyone's pre-approved for 90 days same as cash or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction. 90 days same as cash. Not valid in Vermont.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time is 33 after the hour. Doug on Monday with Jennifer and Rich and Kenny. Kenny, what's going on in terms of social media? I have a couple of active posts there. What are we finding from people who are up and at it?
We were talking a little while ago about possibly some kind of a flat tax, national sales tax, and what that might do to charitable giving. And Jana says, I've given plenty over the years, never once used it as a tax break.
There you go.
Jana says, if it's taxed, it's not charity.
Yeah. There.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Michelle says, I don't give for any tax break, nor do I expect anything in return. I'm not understanding why the question is even posted.
Really?
Good for you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that, madam. 888-302-3684. Mother's Day yesterday, the state of the world's mothers, looking around, I find it very interesting to see how this gets handled in various ways. Mothers pregnant with boys may be less forgetful than those carrying girls.
Really?
Research says that that are looking into this found evidence that women who give birth to boys consistently outperform moms of girls in tests that specifically taxed memory in areas of listening, computational, and visualization skills. There were 39 women tracked from early pregnancy to several months after birth. The women were given 8 tests that were administered repeatedly during pregnancy and after. In 3 cognitively challenged tests, the women pregnant with boys performed significantly better than the other way around.
Huh.
Mothers pregnant with boys, less forgetful than those carrying girls. Huh.
That's kind of fun.
Huh. Okay, so the state of the world's mothers strong in Finland, anywhere in Scandinavia, most of Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, they all place in the top 20, according to the Children's Annual Mothers Index. Motherhood in sub-Saharan Africa, tough proposition. The region has all 10 of the most difficult places for mothers in terms of trying to be a mother. I've told you the story of me being in
a mother in Scandinavia?
No.
It was so hard.
When I went to Africa, page two of this.
Okay, yes.
Nigeria, Ethiopia, places like that, where mothers are mothers at the age of 10.
Sure.
11, 12, that sort of thing. This is where it's the toughest, and the list goes on and on to New Guinea and Yemen, other areas where Haiti, for example, oh, my heavens, the amount of women, young women, girls in essence, young girls, gaining access to the role of mothers because of the fact that there's no birth control, and men do whatever they want to, women are sexual objects. That sort of thing. It's really pretty amazing when you look at the, let's see, the United States came in 30th on the Mother's Index. Let's see, we're 10th in terms of per capita income, number of years a mom can expect her child to attend school. The good news ends there. We're just above Japan and South Korea overall, but below Belarus, Israel, and Poland.
Wow.
When it comes to the state of the world's mothers. And there were other lists that we were working on earlier, Kenny, that suggested that we were just in lousy shape here in our country. And it's not to be down on America, but the people who say America, right or wrong, that's nonsense. It seems to me we need to be working on and trying harder to be the best we can be. After all, isn't that what we were known for? That's why we had all this national pride in the first place, because we were trying to do and we're successful at doing all kinds of things that made us remarkable. We are a remarkable country, but we have fallen into a hole. And maybe the best example of that is a circumstance. And for those who, this is not about Americans and immigrants and how lousy it is. We've been plagued by a bad attitude toward immigration, it seems to me. All right, so hold on a minute. Do a couple of commercials.
You have a little problem here.
So stand by a minute.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it, too, with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and body powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
All right, 20 before the hour. Fix that problem. So what we were talking about, the essence of women in the world and how the status of women in America comes us around to thinking about where we are in other positional status symbols, where we are in terms of what did we come up with. By the way, did we get anywhere, Kenny? Trying to separate out, as Jennifer suggested, the number of suicides we have in our country among young men and how that differs from young men who are in the service? Is there any...
I'm trying to find the stat numbers where it gets separated out. I'm finding just either a total for all Americans or split between men and women, but not
yet.
It doesn't have the military taken out of it.
Okay. So in terms of where we are and how we compare... The inevitable is immigration reform package going through the Senate now. Some people say this is the time, we'll never be able to do this again. I don't know why they have that approach. I mean, we've had this discussion going on.
Because they like to threaten us. If we don't do it now, we'll never do it, ever.
Okay, so I'm a member of the Framingham Town Meeting.
Yes.
My town, Framingham, Massachusetts.
Sounds so nice when you say town meeting, by the way. It's so much friendlier than like a city council.
Right, it is. 200 elected people, about 160, 170 show up for each town meeting. We have a population in our town of 67,844. I remember the stat from last week. We've gone down about 3,000 in the last. I remember at its height, Framingham population was about 70 some odd thousand. So the town meeting was asked to pay for the education of those who have come to our community who can't speak English. There are a waiting list of 400 people on the English as a second language program. So on a vote, which was pretty close, town meeting members decided to ask the selectmen to verify the status of participants in the ESL classes. Well, seems reasonable, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give them services. Shouldn't they be legal residents?
Yes.
So now a whole bunch of people have made a big to-do out of this, suggesting that we are racists, including the Boston Globe, because we're asking those who are taking English classes to prove that they are here legally in the United States.
Why is that offensive, by the way?
I find it
understand why
extraordinarily annoying to have. We're being asked to pay for a program. Why not have proper papers? So here's one of the fellows that runs. As a matter of fact, this guy's a town meeting member. His name is Pablo Maia. He was offended by this. He says Brazilians have helped a lot in America. Guatemalans have helped a lot in Framingham. Nobody's questioning that. They've revitalized the Brazilians have revitalized downtown Framingham. It was a blight, and now they have really done a great job of cleaning up and presenting the town with the opportunities for great food, services, and so forth that they need. But if we are going to be asked to pay, why is it so unreasonable if you want the services, we'll give them to you, but tell us that you're an American. And these people are all worried about, we got to help these people because they're a Brazilian descent.
I don't understand who decided asking someone to prove something is offensive, though. I mean, where have we gone haywire here?
This guy says if you don't speak English, you're out of the social area. That's fine. It's dangerous. Yep. We all agree with that. Because he says that people think just because they're immigrants, they are living off the government and they're illegal. That's not true. Okay, so just prove it.
Right, just show us the...
No, so he comes back and says, well, you don't have to prove it. Why should I? I don't have to prove
that's
it.
That's not true. You know, if I want to get a passport, though, yeah. I have to take documentation in two forms to get a passport. So that isn't true. There are things that citizens have to do to prove to get certain documentation that they want.
Hmm.
Don't they? I mean, we have to show our IDs and our birth certificates
sure.
for things.
10%
driver's license, open a bank account.
Right.
10% of the people who live in Framingham are Brazilian. Largest population of Brazilians outside of Brazil in the world. Right?
That's there's the no hair laying around.
Number of...
Keep going. I'll explain it to you later.
Really? All right. So this guy, the minister of the St. Tarsicius Church, says, it's good for our town that people learn to speak English. And by the way, the guy who's the minister of this church can't speak English. That's how many people... He doesn't have to speak English. He's the pastor of a church in town, and he doesn't know how to speak English.
Hmm.
And so now at issue is the Federal Community Development Block Grant, which helps pay for the classes. Two groups get money every year from the grant. The ESL, English as a Second Language program, gets $20,000, and Literacy Volunteers of America get $11,000. All right. So what do you think? 888-302-3684. The town meeting resolution seems tied to the federal grant program, and so the feds, though, don't require proof that you're an American citizen. What do you think of that? This is going on all over our country.
I think we're so worried about not offending people that is going to be the downfall of our society because we're just, we're being stupid now. We're being stupid.
So now I'm going to be watched, as will others. I'm going to vote against this.
Yeah.
Because it'll come up again for town meeting. And so does that mean I'm a bad guy?
No.
What does it mean?
It means you have to be fair and you have to stand up even when it's not a popular decision. You just have to.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. 14 before the hour. Jennifer just mentioned hair. So let me help you if you have tired hair, thinning hair, ugly, really unmanageable hair. You have a problem that Provia can fix, P-R-O-V-I-A. It strengthens your hair follicles. It cleans the pores so the new growth of hair will take place and does it all naturally. You'll have vibrant hair. I put it on before I went to the baseball game. Yesterday, Richie went to the Red Sox-Toronto game.
So cool. Proud of you.
Well, the Red Sox lost, but it was an interesting game.
They lost their right fielder.
They what?
Yeah. Lost their right fielder for this season, it looks like, maybe.
Yeah, he ran into the... he played for a little while in the game, and they took him out. But he ran into the...
I keep saying birdies.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Right, to try to get a catch. Anyway, so this is a great way for you... I was watching the hairlines. I was sitting right by the dugout, the Toronto dugout.
Mm-hmm.
And when the guys come in and take off their hats...
Yeah, you want to know a little trick?
What's that?
The reason that a lot of baseball players have hair issues is because men that wear ball caps quite a bit lose their hair because there's all the sweat glands and everything get
plugged up. Right. Yeah. And that's what Provia will fix, Jennifer. Provia will unplug.
We have dated a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I could have used your help then.
Send it to him now as a post-relationship present.
Mm-hmm.
If you're suffering like these ball players are from thinning hair because everything's plugged up on your head, here's a way to clean it out. Clean out the pores with Provia. It's a serum. It's all natural. No side effects and very easy to use. I put it on after I shampoo and I wash my hair before it gets dry. Put it on and it'll go to work. Here's how you put it to work. You dial the company directly, 800-543-5817. That's 800-543-5817. Order Provia now. Mention Doug Stephan. Get a free month supply with your order. So you get 3 months, regular price, fourth month free, and in that time you will really see the difference of how your scalp is cleansed and the hair is beginning to grow back there and the hair that you have will be thicker. It's a great way to put two things to work so you'll look much better. Risk-free opportunity, Provia, 800-543-5817. The bottom line is your hair will be beautiful again, it'll be thicker, and it's going to grow better. So that's why you try Provia, 800-543-5817.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Time for us to beat it for a couple of moments. And then we have the Tech Talk time here on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday it is 5/13/13. Wow. What does that mean? Is that ominous or is that good?
No, it's going to be good.
13th? Really? Okay.
13/13.
Yeah. There's a new moon tonight, I think, too. Isn't there? Or tomorrow night? Yeah. I think there's a new moon. Yeah, this will be a good week for lots of things. Let's get into springtime, big time. It is lilac time here on the farm. Lilacs, man, are they wonderful.
I have lilacs in my house. They've already come and gone. But gosh,
wonderful.
They smell good.
I wish we could figure out a way to get them so they grow all the time and we'd have lilacs all the time.
Then you'd be tired of them.
No, they're not.
Say, these darn lilacs, get them out of here.
I'm never tired of them. They're beautiful. Yeah,
let's talk about something else. This is Tech Talk time, so we need to get away from flowers and talk about technology. I don't know anything about Ephemer. E-F-E-M-E-R? What is
Ephemer?
E-F-E-M-E-R. It's an app for self-districting your tweets.
Oh, yes. I did hear about this. It's Ephemer or something
Ephemer,
like that.
Ephemer, is that how you pronounce
basically,
it?
Basically, it deletes your tweet after 5 minutes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. So that it doesn't just live there in the Twitter world forever.
Self-destruction.
This message will self-destruct.
Pretty much. Although, if it gets retweeted, it doesn't that. Right.
Really? Yeah. All right. So here we go with Shelley and his info log for us in just a moment here on Good Day.
That's what I'm talking about!
At Shell stations all over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when Snapchat hit iOS, it took the social world by storm. Suddenly, you could send messages to your friends that would self-destruct in a few seconds. It makes sense, then, that people might want to do the same thing with their tweets. That's where Ephemer comes in. That's E-F-E-M-R. It's a web app that lets you self-destruct your tweets. Once you authorize Ephemer to access your account, you can decide how long you want the tweet to stick around with a hashtag. Want to conduct a quick poll? Hashtag it. #1H, and your tweet will be deleted after an hour. Ephemer says it was created to make your Twitter activity more fleeting, but also as a way to protect your e-reputation. While it's nice to automatically get rid of tweets you don't want cluttering up your feed after a certain amount of time, all it takes is one retweet or a screenshot, and your e-reputation will be in as much trouble as ever. Ephemer is cool, but use it wisely. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item, every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
The recent guidelines announced for prostate cancer early detection provide doctors and their patients a more balanced approach to screening. This is interesting medical technology. Brian Osich explains.
A large urology group practice association, or LUGPA, represents more than 2,000 urologists nationwide. The group's president, Dr. Deepak Kapoor, says LUGPA supports the rights of men to access appropriate prostate cancer screening.
As our knowledge and understanding of clinical disease expands and is refined, we modify our approach to patients to reflect evidence-based best practices. What has not changed is the commitment of urologists nationwide to protect a man's right to access potentially life-saving PSA testing.
Prostate cancer remains the second leading cause of cancer death in men. Dr. Kapoor says with PSA screening, urologists are detecting cancer earlier and saving lives.
The recommendations provide a more nuanced approach in screening, including an understanding that screening may be appropriate for older men with a life expectancy of 10 to 15 years, as well as younger men, particularly those in high-risk populations, such as those with a family history of prostate cancer or African-American men.
That's Healthcare Now from LUGPA.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Vin Diesel claims he's such a big deal on Facebook and has been for years, they should be paying him billions of dollars. I'm going to check that out. The Facebook post. Kenny, maybe I should get paid, right? Exactly. Yeah. We're all big deals on Facebook.
That's right. $1 billion.
Right. A story, Vin Diesel, who's in the Fast and Furious movie coming out pretty quick. That story is at DougStefan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.